before we talk about Archie, tell us a little bit about David. What's going on for him right now?
Okay, so David was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 2.
Right.
So him having friendship is really important. Sorry.
Right.
And Archie's been with him by his side. He could go out to play and be really poorly, and Archie would stop everything and just come in with him and sit down. And Archie's just the best little fellow ever.
So David's 7 now, right?
Yeah.
So for people that are listening, Emma, that might not know the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes, talk us through what David now has to go through because of that.
Okay, so David now wears an insulin pump 24 hours a day. He has to calculate everything he eats, so we have to work out the carbs that he eats to work out the amount of insulin he has. He gets poorly really quickly, and so type 1 is where his pancreas doesn't produce any insulin, so it can be fatal. Type 2 is where the body produces insulin, but not enough.
Right, okay. How long has David known Archie for?
Since they were 4.
Oh, wow, okay. So you know that they are going to be causing you so many problems in 10 years' time, right?
Yeah. But they are. They're just the funniest pair. They're very comical together. And it's just, they've got a bromance going on.
First of all, thank you so much for your nomination, Emma. I thought this was a really nice way to end the week. So what I'm going to try and do is, obviously, we've spoken, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. Is David with you?
He is.
Right, Emma, stay where you're at. We're just going to get Zoe on the phone. Apparently, the phone is ringing right now. Let's hope she picks up.
Hello.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
My name is Rob Wills. I'm calling from KMFM, the radio station. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. You're probably wondering why you're getting a call from me.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
A little bit. Can you just hold the line? I just need to get somebody on the phone with you that you know. Emma Stevens?
Oh, okay.
2 seconds. Yeah. Stay there. Emma, are you there?
I am.
Zoe, are you there?
I am, yeah.
All right, Zoe, I'm really sorry that we've surprised you on Friday night, and I know that you weren't expecting this call, but is Archie there with you?
He is, yeah, Archie. Come here. Yeah, he's here now.
So Zoe and Archie. Hello, Archie. How are you? You all right?
Hello. Yeah.
You got your school nativity tonight, right?
Yeah.
Exciting. Are you in it, or?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you playing?
Donkey and a guard.
Donkey and a guard. That is one of the most important parts. Listen, Archie, I've got an email here from David's mum, Emma.
Yeah.
And it's all about you. Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. My son David, age 7, has type 1 diabetes and gets poorly with his blood sugars quite a bit. Archie, which is you, you're David's best mate, yeah?
Yeah.
And known each other since you were 4?
Yeah.
She says at school, Archie keeps an eye on him, so if he starts to get poorly, he can call a teacher fast. Keeps an eye on him the whole day, and sometimes David's blood sugars are too high for him to go out and play, and Archie stays by his side missing playtime. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you'd rather hang with David and make sure he's okay than playing football in the playground and stuff?
Yeah.
Archie melts my heart the way he is so caring towards my son, and I think he should have a treat, and that's where I come in. Now, Zoe, with your permission, obviously.
Yeah. Sorry, just crying.
We want to treat your son, but the boys together. So Archie, I believe you like playing games, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got an iPad?
No.
Why don't we sort you out a brand new Apple iPad for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you and David can play games.
Yeah.
But I'm also aware that you guys are football mad.
Yeah.
I hear that you support Crystal Palace, is that right?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to, right?
Wait.
How often do you guys get to play football? Do you play quite a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day at school.
David, where do you play? You got a special position on a pitch you like?
Striker.
You're a striker. Archie, what about you?
Mid.
Oh, mid. Okay, all right. Still supporting him up front. I love that. Well, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Archie, I'm going to send your mum, and David, I'm going to send your mum £100 each for you to go into JD Sports and go and get yourself some new football boots. Go and get yourself...
Oh my God.
Go and sort yourself out. You know, if you have to wear a Crystal Palace t-shirt, then let's... Just go and sort that out. And if you want to treat yourself to some new shin pads or socks or shorts or whatever, so that you guys can, like, even dress the same, because you sound like total brothers.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
How does that sound?
I'm sorry, he's crying now.
Can I read you the email that your lovely daughter sent me?
Okay.
Hey, KMFM. Hey, Rob. I'd like to nominate my mum. She has been a nurse pretty much her whole life, but now works at CCU as a security officer, although her job title should really be second mum, because that's exactly what she is to hundreds of students each year. A lot of them are in need of a mother figure right now, with being away from home, and she just takes it all on. She even has the nickname Mummy Kick. How did you get that name?
I've been called Kick, never Beatrice in my entire life. And so they just, I have Kick on my nameplate and they just call me Mummy Kick. They all come in then.
She says, so I'd like to nominate her because through her line of work, she's dealt with so, so much.
Rather a lot.
Yeah. I know in some cases, some of the bad stuff has really affected her this year. Throughout all of this, she's never once complained. She somehow manages to stay strong through it all. And for this, she is my biggest inspiration.
Not so strong now, am I?
So, this nomination isn't just from me, but from the thousands of people that she has helped not once, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 times over, and has never once asked for anything in return. Anything you could do to lift her spirit this Christmas would be amazing. So, so we called her earlier on this morning, which is when we rigged the whole, like, dentist thing.
She's forgiven.
She's forgiven now. And what makes someone's Christmas is about Mummy Kick, finding people that are really super special to say thank you or to put a smile on her face. And that's where we come in with Kent Reliance. Now, Charlotte tells me that you deserve a special treat and you're a fan of the theatre.
I am a huge fan of the theatre, yes. So, not that I get to go very often, because she's grown up now and she doesn't want to come with me.
Well, listen, I've got news for you, because she does want to go with you, which is why we'd love to send you and Charlotte to see The Lion King in London. Have you seen it?
No. Never been in my budget, I'll be honest.
Well, it is today, hon. It is today. We're going to send you to see The Lion King live in London, which, by the way, is unreal. We're going to send you for dinner pre-show as well, all right?
No.
You're maybe making more of a difference than maybe you want to realise, but by the sounds of it, there are so many people out there that think you are, and that's what this is all about.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what to say now. Thank you, Charlotte, too.
It's been great speaking to you. By the sounds of it, you're doing an amazing thing at CCU. Please keep that up. Obviously, you will. I know you will.
Thank you. I will. I intend to.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Amazing. You're on loudspeaker in the car.
Oh, okay. Who have you got in the car with you, Nicola?
We've got Woody and Winnie.
That's good news. That's really good news, because that's why I'm ringing you. I'm calling you about Woody. Woody, nice to meet you, buddy. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm really good. Hiya. Nice to meet you.
And you, man. And you. So, Woody, your mum actually called in to the Make Someone's Christmas hotline this year and told us all about you and the wonderful things that you do for your sister.
Thank you, Mum.
Talk us through what you were saying to me on the phone, or the answer phone message you left us.
I rung up to let you know that I've got a really, really special little boy. And he does so much to help us all the time, because he has a little sister. We have a daughter, Winnie, who's Down syndrome, and she's fighting cancer. And Woody has just been completely amazing through everything. Hugged her and he's cleaned her and he's just done everything possible. He's really, really a special little boy.
Sounds like you're doing a top job there, mate.
Well, thank you.
What do you enjoy doing most with your sister?
I love when we go to Gravity, because she always begs me to go there, don't she, Mum?
Yeah, she does. She likes jumping up and down. She does, didn't she?
Your mum messaged us, obviously, because she wanted to try and do something for you for Christmas this year. And we want to try and help out if we can and say thank you for being such a super brother and such a super carer for your little sister, Winnie. So this is what we'd like to do. We're going to make sure that you get a family pass into Gravity and Maidstone.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You've got an Xbox One, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to sort you out a £150 game voucher so you can go and help yourself to some new games for 2018.
That's the best. Thank you so much.
I don't think it's the best yet, Woody. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
I believe there's a special reason why you like going to Butlins.
Yeah, to see Santa, because last year we saw him and he's all the way in Butlins now.
Your little sister met years ago and has stayed in touch with Santa, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So we're going to give you £350 worth of Butlins vouchers so that you can take Winnie to see Santa again.
Oh, my God, thank you.
That's magical, isn't it?
That's the best, like, ever. I bet Winnie can't wait for that.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I can say happy birthday to you then, right?
Yeah, you can. Thank
Not
you.
Only Merry Christmas, but happy birthday on your 11th birthday. We hope you've made your Christmas and your birthday.
I'm just so grateful. I can't put thank you into words. I'm just, like, we're going to go to Butlins with Winnie. I just can't wait to see them, because every year when I see him, I always ask him to make Winnie better, and I think it's working. How much Winnie's better.
You need to carry on doing that, and you need to carry on looking after your mum and your sister and doing everything you're doing, all right?
Okay.
And great, she's getting better, and all of the positive energy and all of the great things that you're doing for her is obviously helping towards that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's working. She's doing good. She's all happy in the back.
Good. Well, listen, yeah. Woody, thank you so much, man, and have yourself a fantastic Christmas, all right?
You too.
Merry Christmas, mate. Speak to you soon, yeah?
Merry Christmas. Speak to you soon.
Bye.